Item 1177.
Authorize a contract with the Active Network, Inc. for a not-to-exceed amount of $3 million for a five-year term to provide hosted software and online services to support recreation program and class registrations, facility reservations, memberships, and payments for point of sale, with the option to extend for an additional 5 years.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, one way Portland Parks and Recreation provides excellent customer service is by allowing customers to register for classes or to make facility reservations on their computer at home or on the phone. Today we'll hear a presentation about this tool from Claudio Capizzano, Parks Business Operations Manager, and David Grinstaff.
David, it can't be with us today. We've got Shelley Pendergrass, the Technology Manager for Parks.
Even better. Shelley, welcome. And Claudio is a switch hitter. He is here not only to support this as Parks Business Operations Manager, but if you'd like him to put on his hat as the Independent Budget Office, he's also prepared to tell you why he would have recommended in that position, too. No, I'm just kidding. Claudio, take it away.
Great. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Claudio Capizzano, Finance, Property, and Technology Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. As the Commissioner mentioned, I'm joined by Shelley Pendergrass, our Technology Manager. So this ordinance authorizes the continuation of our subscription service for our online provider of recreation management software. Portland Parks and Recreation is responsible for developing and maintaining facilities and places for public recreation and providing coordinating recreation services and programs that contribute to the health and well-being of residents of all ages and abilities. Since 1993, Parks has used recreation management software to support recreation program and class registrations, facility registrations, pass sales, payments by point of sale. Parks has contracted with the Active Network since 2009 for these services. Since Parks has offered online activity registrations, starting in 2015, we also began reservations of picnic and wedding sites. 50% of Parks customers register their activities online, equating to about 100,000 registrations last fiscal year. 30% reserve their picnic or wedding sites online. And so in fiscal year 2017-18, we served 85,000 customers with an approximately 300,000 registrations, reservations, and pass sales and transactions through ActiveNet. So Parks software subscription with ActiveNet is built based on a monthly transaction volume. As the total volume of transactions increases, our costs will increase, but the requested amount is based on the last 3 years of transaction history, and we feel pretty confident that we won't surpass the $3 million over the course of the 5 years. So continuation of the ActiveNet software provides continuity for the public and staff. We actually just went through a big transition to their online tool a couple of years ago, and that's been a big lift for the Bureau, but it did require a considerable amount of training and effort. So we're happy to be continuing with this product for the next 5, perhaps 10 years. It really allows Parks to avoid expensive and time-consuming migration to any new software product and allows us to provide really efficient and effective support to customers. It's really a key tool for meeting our objectives. So that's really all I've got.
Very good. Any further? Any public testimony on this item?
Maggie, she may have left.
I think she has departed. Very good. Any colleagues, anything else before we call the roll? Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I remember what a huge undertaking it was to transition from the previous recreation management software class to ActiveNet. After utilizing ActiveNet for the past 3 years and vetting other vendors, there were 4 other vendors that responded to the request for proposals. I trust Parks' determination that continuing with ActiveNet is the best option at this time. The cost to continue with ActiveNet is also the same as it has been. So thank you very much for your work. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.